KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 3 degrees below zero. We look for that wind advisory to continue until noon today. Mostly sunny with a high around 12 and wind chills as low as 25 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Again, one more reminder of the schools that are starting late this morning here in our listing area. There's a two-hour late start today for the Atlantic School District, 2 hours late for Audubon, with no morning pre-K or morning activities there. Boyer Valley is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Charter Oak Utes and Coon Rapids Bayard are 2 hours late. Offices at Coon Rapids Bayard open at 10 a.m. The class start there at 10:20. Exira EHK and IKM Manning are 2 hours late. Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools are 2 hours late, with a two-hour late start also for the Harlan Head Start. West Central Valley is 2 hours late this morning with no morning preschool. There's also no morning preschool today for the Atlantic Jack and Jill at the YMCA. And Atlantic Head Start is 2 hours late. On a separate note, no morning classes today for the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. In state news, Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says the 215 attorneys, investigators, and support staff in his agency are working under difficult circumstances due to spending constraints.
It's very much a makeshift operation that is working so far, but that's really tenuous. Any future cuts, are potentially devastating.
Miller met Thursday with legislators who draft the budget for the Iowa Department of Justice. He described the various restricted accounts his agency has tapped to make up for a 37% decrease in state taxpayer support of his agency over the past decade.
I mean, you can get sort of a sense that we're sort of putting all this together with a baling wire to some extent to make it work, to make it come out so that, we're able to produce the kind of work that you and Iowans want from us.
Miller's office fields consumer complaints. Prosecutors in the office were called in by county attorneys to handle more than 100 criminal cases in the past year, including 28 murder trials. In addition, Miller said there's been a dramatic increase in the number of people convicted of a crime who appeal a judge's or jury's decision.
We have the same number of lawyers in criminal appeals as we did 4 years ago or 5 years ago, and we have 40% more cases. So we have a huge workload for our criminal appeals lawyers.
Attorneys from Miller's office also represent more than 200 state agencies, boards, and commissions. Miller says those lawyers are handling an increasing number of complicated employment cases. About 23% of the attorneys in Miller's office work on child support cases. On January 16th, Shopko, a leading supplier of general merchandise stores throughout the central, western, and Pacific Northwest regions of the U.S., announced that it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Their updated list of stores that are closing now just let out the other day, and their estimated last day of operation of those stores includes Clarinda and Ottawa on April 14th. The Audubon, Greenfield, Missouri Valley, and Mount Air Shopcos will close on May 5th. Glenwood's store will close May the 12th. And Cherokee's Shopco will close on March the 2nd. In order to position the company for future success, officials say that they will be closing an additional 38 stores, relocating over 20 optical centers to freestanding locations, and conducting an auction process for its pharmacy business. Well, police in Glenwood report one arrest took place on Wednesday. 34-year-old Ivan Hauser of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. He posted a $1,000 cash or surety bond and was released. In other news, a bill to ban the use of cell phones while driving has advanced out of an Iowa Senate subcommittee. The bill would prohibit drivers from using cell phones or similar electronic devices unless they are in a hands-free mode. It expands Iowa's current law that bans texting while driving. Public safety and healthcare professionals on the job are exempted. If approved, drivers could be fined $100. Those using a device who cause serious crashes would face much higher potential fines and driver's license suspensions. House Speaker Linda Uppmeyer said she wants more information before committing to supporting a bill, but acknowledged lawmakers have heard from a lot of people frustrated by distracted driving. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says 17 states have approved hands-free only laws for drivers. A federal judge says the University of Iowa was wrong to strip a Christian student group of its registered status after the organization barred a gay student from a leadership position. The U.S. District Judge Stephanie Rose granted a permanent injunction banning the U of I from rejecting the status of the group Business Leaders in Christ. Rose said the university unevenly applies its human rights policy by allowing other groups to limit membership based on religious views, race, sex, and other protected characteristics. Business Leaders in Christ said it denied the student's request because the group requires leaders to affirm a statement of faith rejecting homosexuality. The university says it plans to follow the court's decision. The Iowa legislature is moving forward a series of bills that would legalize sports betting. Lawmakers discussed four bills on Wednesday in a Senate subcommittee. The bills were on the calendar for discussion yesterday by House members. They offer opportunities for competing groups, including state-licensed casinos, a horse racing group, the Iowa Lottery, and professional sports organizations to run sports gambling operations. Representative Bobby Kaufman drafted the bills to give the various gambling interests a chance to argue why they'd offer the best sports betting platform. Legislative leaders say they plan to support a single plan that allows one or more organizations to run sports gambling. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission would regulate operations by casinos, professional leagues, or horse groups, while the Iowa Lottery would oversee such betting if its plan is approved. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled last May that states can legalize sports betting. Eight states accept bets, and several others are considering laws that would enable sports betting. Well, a project that will remove a dam from the Wapsipinicon River in eastern Iowa may create hazardous ice conditions for snowmobilers and ice anglers upstream. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says work is expected to begin Monday on the Littleton Dam in Buchanan County. Rock rapids are being emplaced so the water will pool about the same level provided as the Lowhead Dam. Officials say water under the ice upstream will drop as the dam is removed, leaving several feet of empty space underneath. What appears to be stable ice could then collapse unpredictably. The Lowhead Dam presented a danger over the years. Nine people have died near the dam since it was built in 1934. The Iowa Department of Public Health program, which helps kids get proper dental care, held steady in the past year at a little more than 50,000. Department Oral Health Consultant Stephanie Chickering says that goes a little against past trends for what they call the I Smile program.
Generally, our numbers increase every year. And so 54,000 is pretty stable from last year. But notably, we've provided more than 500,000 services since 2006.
Chagrin says they have helped a variety of different kids.
We target high-risk children who maybe are lower socioeconomic status, but we also will provide services to just about any child that has some sort of a dental need.
Stephanie Chickering, who is a dental hygienist, says getting the kids to the dentist can make a difference beyond helping them prevent cavities and having a nice smile.
We do know that children with dental problems can have trouble eating, speaking, so they have issues developing. They can have trouble interacting with peers and with adults. So it is really more about full body health and being able to develop and learn appropriately.
Chickering says it's not unusual to find a child who has acted out has done so because they had tooth pain or dental issues.
Which is an unfortunate way to get that attention, but that's kind of how that shows up in those very young children. And so a child may have been disciplined for acting out when all they were really trying to do is get somebody to notice the pain in their mouth.
And she says feeling good about your smile can help kids feel good overall about themselves. Chickering says the program is paid for in part through estate funding.
We also get some federal funding, and we also receive some match dollars from the Iowa Medicaid program. In Iowa, we're fortunate that dental hygienists that work within Title V screening centers in Iowa are able to bill Medicaid for services, so we're able to utilize that reimbursement within our program.
Chickering says there's a lot of demand and funds are always tight, so they try hard to make the most out of what is available. News time is 8:10.
I'm Dee Bevensey, and I got my hearing aids from Doug Leonard at ASI in August, and I sure wish I hadn't waited so long. I decided to call ASI and make an appointment because I was tired of not being able to be in the conversation, not knowing what was going on around me. I have not heard anything on my left side for approximately 15 years. Part of the reason I waited so long was lack of enthusiasm, I suppose fear of the unknown. But once I got there, all my fears dropped away. Doug was very easy to work with. I got right in, and in about 45 minutes, I was done. I understand if you're hesitant to have your hearing tested, because I was too. But I sure wish that I'd done it a lot earlier, because now I feel like I'm part of life again. I can go out and engage in conversation with people. I can listen in on the conversation next door if I want. And I can listen to music all day long. I highly recommend Doug Leonard at ASI.
Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, and Carroll.
News was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.